Atlanta Tennis Podcast. Every episode is titled, It Starts With Tennis, and goes from there. We talk with coaches, club managers, industry business professionals, technology experts, and anyone else we find interesting. We want to have a conversation as long as it starts with tennis.
Hey, hey, this is Sean with the Atlanta Tennis Podcast, powered by Go Tennis. While you're here, please hit that follow button. And after you listen, please share with your friends and teammates. Also, let us know if you have questions or topics you would like us to discuss, and we will add them to our schedule. With that said, let's get started with 10 Minutes of Tennis.
Hey, hey, this is Sean with the Atlanta Tennis Podcast and powered by Go Tennis. Check out our calendar of Metro Atlanta tennis events at letsgotennis.com, where you can also find deals on equipment, apparel. Members get 10% off our shop. So get yourself an Atlanta Tennis Monsters shirt or even the Medvedev Lacoste shoes at 25% off. For our paid members, this morning is our 10 Minutes of Tennis with world-renowned tennis coach Justin Yeo, Australian in Puerto Rico. And today we ask the question, which I think is a lot of fun and always debatable. I had the conversation with my wife last night. I said, honey, she's a fitness trainer. She's a Pilates expert. She understands breathing, and grunting is breathing. But Justin Yeo, I will start with you. Do tennis players, I'm going to jump right in. Do tennis players really need to grunt?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Thanks for coming. We'll see you next week. That was our 10 seconds of tennis. Yes. You know, tell me more. What do you mean? Yes, we have to?
Okay. Right. We can get back to the 50s, 60s, 70s, where the ladies and gentlemen, it was a quiet sport. It was spectators were involved. What we don't realize is back then, we didn't have the big cameras and the big microphones and the amount of interaction that you would see on TV, but there was just as much install in a stadium in Wimbledon back in the 60s and 50s as there is now. You know, they were probably a little more dressed and they were probably a little more quieter because it was, you know, very white and, you know. But I'll use that as an example because the reason why the grunting became such a big thing is that everybody was just like, okay, when is it we're going to bring the decibels down? And why are we doing this? Like, why is the sport gone this way? Because back then it wasn't as loud and now it's really loud. And it's like, okay, back then it was loud. They exhaled very heavily when they hit the ball. You know, Newcombs, Lever, all those guys. I mean, it can go all the way back. The girls, maybe not. I don't remember Everett being that loud, but she definitely breathed. She exhaled a lot. Lindsay Davenport exhaled a lot. They have to exhale when they hit the ball. It's just like when you're hitting those last two, three sets of the bench press and you're like, oh, I got it. All you're doing is trying to exhale and put everything left into the ball, and you want to do it as every single time. So exhaling is basically what a player needs to do. Majority of players that I see amateur-wise on a tennis court, and they're like hitting the ball and they're really stiff and they're really stiff and they're really stiff and they're getting worn out really quickly. And I'll go, hey guys, let me try one thing. They're like, what's that? I'm like, open your mouth. Just open your mouth when you hit the ball. And they're like, okay, let me try that. And they're like, okay. And they're still not breathing. Because you have to be able to exhale. If you don't bring that carbon dioxide out, you can't allow fresh oxygen in, which is what your body's relying on. It's what your brain is relying on. And then if you want to stay loose and relaxed and calm and hit so smooth, you have to breathe. So if you don't exhale, it won't happen. And the theory behind the grunt is that when you make a noise, you open up the diaphragm and you open up that opportunity for it to come out. Because otherwise, like I just showed you, you open your mouth and you're not breathing, right? So whereas when I go like this and go, I've just pushed it all out. So the grunt is basically designed around that. Now, Sharapova redesigned it all. She did the whole grunt on the way in and on the way out. Never understand it. Don't know the full science about it. I'm sure, rest in peace, Mr. Bolotari will tell me why she used to do it. But that noise was just, yes, I must agree, that would be the one that's probably the most annoying.
Well, you mentioned Bollettieri, and he's quoted, I found one article, and I did not do an exhaustive search. I just found an article with some reasons, and I put it in the links as well. And there were two reasons Bollettieri is quoted in this article, and one's talking about the psychological and the physiological release of tension. Well, that sounds a little obvious for an athlete, right? It's the last rep. It's, all right, it's that. But the other one he mentions is it's synchronizing the breathing with the timing of the ball, where even when I do it, and I'm just rattled, I just do a little, and it's not even a big exhale, but in combination with what we've been talking about with the abdomen and engaging the core, as my Pilates instructor wife would always say, engaging the core. That's where your strength comes from, and that's what you do when you exhale. You blow out, you engage that core. As you say, you're even opening up the diaphragm. I think back to my training as a vocalist in high school and college of singing from your gut, and it just seemed weird. But then all of a sudden you've got more energy there. There's more coming out, and there's more into that shot. So there's a science to it, but there's also that timing. There's that little bit of that I can think about. And like you said, the Sharapova all of a sudden was screaming. And I want to put that into a separate category. I Venus Williams, I think, was the same thing. This isn't just when the guys hit that final shot and they've gone, and they hit it and they go, right? And they combine it in with the winner.
So it's their tone in the females versus the men that stands out a little bit more. That there's a little bit, I won't talk about that part. The sound is a little bit correlation to something else too, which doesn't be very feminine or very ladylike. And then the other big one is that Sharapova's problem was it went all the way till the next shot of the next player's shot. So that new ruling came in that the grunt had to be gone, like the noise has to be down before the player hits the next ball. Because hers went so long, it was also a length of time that by the time the player hit the other ball, they couldn't hear the other, like they couldn't hear the shot. All they heard was her noise. So
do you think that was intentional on her part? Is that
so? I know the science part of that part. So in a high performance thing, and if we've got high performance coaches out there, and we've got high performance juniors out there, even I guess adults that want to up their game, there is a really, really important thing about the grunting. And that is when you exhale and you grunt and you push the diaphragm up and you tighten your core up, like you just said, you're actually allowing more stability over the ball, and you're allowing that stability to balance and recover from the ball. Because if you didn't grunt, your actual body, when you're twisting, will throw that the balance off. Whereas when you, and you can come back because you've held your core tighter because of the grunt. So
it's hitting the gas. It's hitting the gas into the turn, right?
Correct. Correct. Exactly right. There is definitely a lot of science around the breath being holded long enough too, because if you, you're like there, and then you're like, brakes, now I've got to come back. Whereas if you go, you're like, okay, I can keep going because your core is being held and you're pushing. So it is a, there's definitely a science, a physiology, there's a lot of advantages. And I had every one of my kids, if they couldn't grunt, I made them, basically do the lion, the roar. I would say, make me your best roar. And they'd be like, don't do that. I'm like, we're not going to always sound like that, but I'm trying to find the depth in you to be able to find a way to get you to let it out, and that's females or males. We always had to try to get them to learn to let that out, get it the right length so that you could, you hit a ball, hold the balance and recover well, and it all in sync. Now, if you think about the length of the point, the other advantages are is, oxygen depletion. You're wondering why you're coming to the net, you've got the opportunity, and you go and you miss it. And you only miss it because possibly there's just nothing left in the tank oxygen-wise because you weren't breathing enough, and if you're coming up on the ball and you're getting a short ball and you've got the opportunity and you wonder why you miss it as well, because you're not breathing and relaxed through the finishing shot. So breathing is exhale and grunt is, sorry, we cannot ignore it. It is, if it's 100% thing in the sport, like our, you know, early contact point, it's probably grunting. You know, they're all just a different breaths. I mean, Federer grunted. He just wasn't that loud. He wasn't as loud. And Nadal is, you know, you can tell the level of intensity and what's left, you know, where he's at in his point by how loud he's getting.
You know? He's louder throughout the point. Yeah.
Yeah. And if it gets louder, I'd be on the baseline going, I gotta hang in here for like three more shots here, because he's gonna have nothing after that. There's not much more after that, you know. But
so there's a big difference there with the grunt and with the scream.
Yeah.
They actually had to shut it down and say, all right, mostly the ladies, right? Shut it down. This is gamesmanship. Yeah. Because in a connection with another conversation we had with Dave Matthews, was talking about the sound of the ball. I can tell when Novak hits the ball or when Justin Yeo hits that ball full speed. I'm like, come on, give me everything you got, Justin. There's a pop. It's like a gunshot. It's a pow that really happens. That oh my God, he really hit that ball. But if you're screaming over it, you can cover that up. So there's a bit of strategy, there's a bit of gamesmanship, but then there's also just a bit of being an obnoxious, loud tennis player that part I don't think a lot of people appreciate.
Yep.
Justin, thank you so much. That was your 10 minutes of tennis. We'll see you next week.
Well, there you have it. We want to thank Rejuvenate.com for use of the studio. And be sure to hit that follow button. For more tennis-related content, you can go to AtlantaTennisPodcast.com. And while you're there, check out our calendar of tennis events, the best deals on Technifiber products, tennis apparel, and more. If you're a coach, director of any racket sports, or just someone who wants to utilize our online shop, contact us about setting up your own shop collection to offer your branded merchandise to the Atlanta tennis world. And with that, we're out. See you next time.